In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we see the Lord show compassion upon a widow and raise her son from the dead. Now, when you read the scriptures, it's not just a story, it's not just history. It's something that the Holy Spirit wants to apply to you, to teach you, to enlighten you, to bring you somehow closer to God, closer to knowledge of God. So what is it that this story can teach us? Well, the Lord is coming into a city, and as he's entering the city, the woman is in a retinue with a funeral procession with her son. Now, a woman who was a widow in those days, if she lost her son, she was truly destitute. Truly, she would have many hungry days ahead of her. And the Lord sees her and has compassion upon her, and he says to her, "Weep not." Now, the Lord says this to her, and it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Not in the context of a woman who is mourning her only son. Stop crying. She has much to be sad about. But then he comes and he touches the bier. He stops the procession physically by putting his hand on the bier. Now the fathers place great significance upon this action. The Lord was willing to take on our flesh, wasn't he? He's willing to be mixed up in humanity. He's willing to endure the problems of being a human being and the pain and the uncleanness and to make us capable of attaining things that we otherwise have been able to attain. He touches the bier because he loves us. Touching the bier is akin to remembering his incarnation. You know the story of the Good Samaritan where he takes the man who has been wounded and left half dead and puts him upon his own beast? That's the same idea. Putting him upon his own beast. As it were, putting him upon his own shoulders. Being willing to fix what is broken by becoming incarnate and changing humanity from the inside out. So he touches the bier, and something very important happens when he touches the bier. They stop. If they had not stopped and stood still, then he would not have spoken. Now, he said, "Young man, I say to thee, arise," and the young man rises, is arisen from the dead, and the woman is beside herself with joy. Now, the bier is also our flesh. This is where you should learn something. This is where you should apply it to yourself. Otherwise, it's just a story, a miracle that occurred, to be sure, but something which really doesn't touch us. The bier is our flesh. And indeed, there is much in us that needs reviving. And the Lord is willing to touch us. But something very important must be done by us if we are to receive healing. And that is that we must stand still. We must stop. Now, actually, I believe that the major reason why we continue with our sins, our difficulties, our passions, is because we don't stand still. The Lord wants to touch us. When we have the holy mysteries, is this not touching us? With the Holy Spirit abiding within us, is this not touching us? But do we stand still? Do we listen? Do we spend time being compunctionate, praying with as much fervor as we can? Or are things quick for us? are things offhand? Do we go on from moment to moment and don't really stand still? If we stand still, the Lord will speak to us. Now, He has touched us, and He touches us many, many times. Now, many of us will receive the Holy Mysteries today. This truly is the Lord touching our bier, touching our flesh, so that we may be made alive. For how many of us is this gift that the Lord gives us today? Is it going to touch us to the core? Is it going to make us tremble? Is it going to make us full of faith, warmth? Or is it just going to be something that we do, and then we go on to something else that we'll do? Is it going to really change us? Are we really going to stand still and allow the Lord to speak to us? Allow the Lord to heal us? This is a real key to the Christian life. When the Lord touches your bier, your body, you must stand still. Much like Elias did, right? He went into the cave. And only when he stood still, he could hear a very small voice, and that was the Lord. The Lord was in that voice. Our society is full of all kinds of uproar. Everything has to be distilled to sound bites and to catch phrases. We hardly have time or make time to stand still. I'm also convinced that this is one of the reasons why our churches are not very full. People go to big auditoriums to be entertained, but they don't come to the Orthodox Church so that they can stand still and be healed. Everything outside of the church is fast and frenzied and has very little meaning and doesn't last very long. Whereas what is in the church is eternal, but it is not fast or frenzied. In fact, we are forced to be patient and to wait on the Lord. Do you ever wonder why so many things that you pray for, the Lord doesn't answer you? They don't occur right away? Or even things that you pray for, the opposite occurs? You ever wondered about that? The Lord is trying to teach you to be still. Now, our nature is such that if we get everything we want, whenever we want, we lose interest. We lose fervor. We no longer have any kind of compunction. So the Lord, in His mercy, is trying to force you to stand still, to wait on Him. If He makes things too easy for you, then you'll be far from Him. Because truly, Christianity, although the Lord's yoke is easy and His burden is light, for us, it can be very difficult to bear this yoke. Because we do not stand still in it. We chafe against it. Christianity can be very hard for those who sin, for those who are selfish, for those who are impatient. I think this miracle where the Lord touches the bier and makes it stand still speaks out to all Christians to be patient, to seek the Lord, even in the midst of things that appear to be hopeless. And certainly this woman's situation was quite hopeless. The Lord will touch us. And the Lord will help us, but only if we stand still. Now, if you're saying 2 minutes of prayers in the morning, or none, then you're not going to hear the Lord. If you're rushing through your day and barely give thought to God, you're not going to hear the Lord. If the last thing you did with your Bible was wipe the dust off of it, you're not going to hear the Lord. The only way to really hear the Lord is to focus on Him. When He touches your beard, and He does it all the time, stop. Listen. Be expecting to hear something. Be expecting to be helped. Perhaps to be rebuked. Perhaps to be comforted. This is what this healing teaches us. Stand still when the Lord touches your ear. And then you'll be able to hear Him. And you'll hear the voice. I say to you, arise. He says this to you all the time. Do you hear it? All the time He touches you, and all the time He says, I say to you, arise. I say to you, you can be perfected. You can be changed. All things are possible for you. Do you hear Him say these things? If you do not, then try to focus more on standing still. If you do not pray much, start praying more. If you rarely read anything that's good for your soul, then start reading. If you rarely pray for others, then make up a list and start to pray. Try to have spiritual exercises every day in quietness so that you can hear the Lord. He's speaking to you. Now, if you don't hear Him, it is not because He is not speaking. It is because you're making so much commotion that you can't hear Him. So when the Lord touches your beard, brothers and sisters, stand still. Thank you.